We go back to 1935, before we were born. I think so, eh? 1935. This February 4th places within us is an 8-day retreat, during 8-day retreat. Jesus, King of Mercy, again the time has come when I'm alone with you. Therefore, I beg you, by all the love with which your heart burns, to destroy it completely within me, my self-love. And, on the other hand, to enkindle in me, in my heart, the fire of your purest love. In the evening, after the conference, I heard these words from Jesus. I am with you. During the retreat, I will strengthen you in peace and in courage so that your strength will not fail in carrying out my design. Therefore, you will cancel out your will absolutely in this retreat, and instead, my complete will shall be accomplished in you. Know that it will cost you much. So write these words on a clean sheet of paper. From today on, my own will does not exist. And then cross out the page. And on the other side, write these words. From today on, I do the will of God everywhere, always, and in everything. Be afraid of nothing. Love will give you strength and make the realization of this easy. So very important, eh? The first page. From today on, my own will does not exist. The next page. From today on, I do the will of God everywhere. Always, in everything, nothing of yourself. In the fundamental meditation about the goal, that is of choosing love, the soul must love. It has need of loving. The soul must divert the stream of its love, but not into the mud or into a vacuum, but into God. How I rejoice when I reflect on this. So I feel clearly that He Himself is in my heart. Just Jesus alone. I love creatures insofar as they help me to become united with God. So I think many people love the pets, no? Dogs and cats. And if the love doesn't help them to love more God, so it's not real love. The real love is even we love your neighbor, helping you together love God. Otherwise, it's self-love, still self-love. I love all people because I see the image of God in them, God image in everybody. Because in many faces, that's unlike, or they don't like you first, and then you don't like them. But still, they have the image of God. Let me see. This is an explanation of the two pages. The first, from today on, my own will does not exist. And then the second page, from today on, I do the will of God everywhere, always, and in everything. The moment I knelt down to cross out my own will, as the Lord has bid me to do, I heard this voice in my soul. From today on, do not fear God's judgment, so you will not be judged. So if we are always sure, secure that we do only the will of God, we won't be afraid of dying. We are afraid of dying because we don't know what will happen. February 8th, Meninas, 1935. particular interior practice, that is, the examination of conscience, self-denial, denial of my own will. One, the denial of my reason, subjecting it to the reason of those who represent God to me here on earth, so listen to the superior for her. Second, the denial of my will, doing the will of God, which is revealed in the will of those who represent God to me, and which is contained in the rule of our order. So they have the religious people, they have the order, no? So they have to follow and do the voice, and have the together with the superior, they have to know the will of God. Third, the denial of my judgment, accepting immediately and without reflection, analysis or reasoning, all orders given by those who represent God to me. Don't judge. Whatever the superior tell you, straight away. Let your soldier. Yes, sir. No thinking. Kill him. Yes, sir. Fourth, the denial of my tongue. I will not give it the least bit of freedom, the tongue. But in one case only, I will give it complete freedom. That is, in proclaiming the glory of God, only for the glory of God to say something. The rest are evil. Whenever I receive Holy Communion, I will ask Jesus to fortify and cleanse my tongues, that I may not injure my neighbor with it. That's why I have the greatest respect for the rule which speaks about silence. So, it's interesting. You received Holy Communion with the tongue. Now you kill people with your tongue. You know, of killing, I mean, hurting people, gossiping against people with your tongue. You know, I really forgot about this. You received, you know, whatever, by your tongue, no? My Jesus, I trust you. Your grace will help me to carry out these resolutions. Although the above points are contained in the vow of obedience, I want to practice these things in a special way, because this is the essence of the religious life. Merciful Jesus, I beg you fervently to enlighten my mind so that I may come to know you better. You who are the infinite being, and that I may get to know myself better, who am nothingness itself. So, she's religious. It's the will of God to follow the rules. Although you are not religious, but still you have the will of God, right? Those people represent, you know, the will of God. So we have to be humble also. It's not easy, eh? Forget yourself. Concerning holy confession, we should derive two kinds of profits from holy confession. First, we come to confession to be healed. Second, we come to be educated. Like a small child, our soul has constant need of education. So at times, the confessor, they represent Jesus. So at times they might not know what Lord tell you, but Holy Spirit at that time, your need. Many times you find funny, no? Even in the homily, the priest doesn't know what you need. Many times you say, how come the priest knows what I'm running for, and he's telling me the answer. He's not the priest, it's Jesus himself, the Holy Spirit. Oh my Jesus, I understand these words to the very depths, and I note from my own experience that on its own strength, the soul will not go far. It will just go on itself without the guidance of another person or confessor. It will exert itself greatly and will do nothing for the glory of God. It will err continually because our mind is darkened and does not know how to discern its own affairs. the discernment is not always easy. You put the second person, you know, even you see a doctor, you have doctor one have to consult another doctor two to make it sure, you know. So you might think this is the will of God for you, but you consult with some person, either a confessor or someone who really have the virtues and really who loved you, not by selfishness. They will tell you the truth, and you consult. That's a way to do better the will of God. I shall pay special attention to two things. Firstly, I will choose in making a confession that which humiliates me most, even if it be a trifle, but something that costs me much. And for that reason, I will tell it. Secondly, I will practice contrition not only during confession, but during every self-examination, that it will arouse within myself an act of perfect contrition, especially when I'm going to bed. So not only when the time of confession, then you say, oh, I confess so many before you go to bed. You do it usually? Yeah, it's good habit. One more word. A soul which sincerely wants to advance in perfection must observe strictly the advice given by the spiritual director. There is as much holiness as there is dependence. So you need the humility, because you may conceive the confessor a person, a human being. It's different, no? Once I was talking with my spiritual director, I had an interior vision, quicker than lightning, of his soul in great suffering, in such agony that God touches very few souls with such fire. The suffering arises from this work. There will come a time when this work, which God is demanding so much, so very much, will be as though utterly undone. And then God will act with great power, which will give evidence of his authenticity. It will be a new splendor for the church, although he has been dominant in it from long ago. That God is infinitely merciful, no one can deny. He desires everyone to know this before he comes again as judge. He wants souls to come to know him first as King of Mercy. When this triumph comes, he shall already have entered the new life in which there is no suffering. But before this, your soul of the spiritual director will be so surfeited with bitterness at the sight of the destruction of your efforts. However, this will only appear to be so, because what God has once decided upon, he does not change. But although the destruction will be much only in outward appearance, the suffering will be real. Will this happen? I do not know. How long will it last? I do not know. But God has promised a great grace, especially to you and to all those who will proclaim my great mercy. I shall protect them, myself at the hour of death, as my own glory. And even if the sins of soul are as dark as night, when the sinners turn to my mercy, he gives me the greatest praise in the glory of my passion. When a soul praises my goodness, Satan trembles, because before it flits to the very bottom of hell. So we can see by that time, for the message of divine mercy, you know, and the spiritual director, he is the one who protects Faustina. And he himself went to Rome, I think, and talked about this. And so much against this idea of promoting or making a picture, you know, picture of these two fires coming out, white and red, and all these things. He considers too much for the theologians. They have all the abstract thinking. They don't like this. Also, they consider it so human, you know. That doesn't work. So the spiritual director, they suffer together. But Jesus says, who trusts in his love, will be given all the graces they need. So let's have this simplicity, trusting in the love of God. During one of the adoration, Jesus promised me that with souls that have recourse to my mercy, and with those that glorify and proclaim my great mercy to others, I will deal according to my infinite mercy at the hour of their death. So promote the divine mercy towards people. And Jesus promised he'll be merciful to you at the time of your death. So have this faith, simplicity, humility. Jesus said again, my heart is sorrowful, Jesus said. Because even chosen souls don't understand the greatness of my mercy. Many theologians, even bishops, they don't accept this divine mercy. They don't. Until today, even the Pope, John Paul II, promoted in 2000, the Holy Year, the year it's canonization of Sister Faustina, no? Doesn't arouse much joy in the Christian world. It's because the Pope John Paul II, he's a chosen soul by Heavenly Mother. So those who will follow a Heavenly Mother, not always welcomed by worldly things. So my heart is sorrowful, Jesus says, because even chosen souls do not understand the greatness of my mercy. Their relationship with me is in certain ways imbued with mistrust. Oh, how much that wounds my heart. Remember my passion, and if you do not believe my words, at least believe my wounds. So that means people doesn't trust in his love so much. We use our mind thinking. I make no movement, no gesture after my own liking. Because I'm bound by grace, I always consider what is more pleasing to Jesus. Another phrase. When meditating once on obedience, I heard these words. In this meditation, the priest is speaking particularly for you, though that I am borrowing his lips. I try to listen her words. I try to listen most attentively to everything and to apply everything to my own heart, as in every meditation. When a priest said that an obedient soul was filled with the power of God and the word of Jesus. Yes, when you are obedient, I take away your weakness and replace it with my strength. I'm very surprised that souls do not want to make the exchange with me. It's wonderful. Once we obedient to the will of God, Jesus will give us the strength. Because always a temptation. We want to follow what we want more than the superior or whatever, you know, represent God, give us the will, we will follow us our own way. But Jesus, I will. But we need so much humility. But Jesus, I will give the strength. I say to the Lord, Jesus, enlighten my heart, or else I too will not understand much from these words. So difficult, eh? So even for her, direct contact with Jesus can understand very much the word of Jesus. So much so, those people from afar that doesn't trust in Jesus. We have to always, you know, remind ourselves, we don't trust much more. That's why the simple words, although you don't know the Chinese words, the same. Jesus, I trust in you. Yeso also nai Yeso, you know, Yeso Jesus, no, Yeso mo me, no? So nai trust nay you. Yeso mo so nai nay Yeso Jesus mo me. So nai trust nay you. So simple. Chinese word very simple. Jesus, I trust you, but in you. Jesus, yes, so simple word as yes, so or sun I lay. You know the word lay, no? You always nay, nay, nay. You point to the kids, nay, nay, nay. More, more, more. You don't know the more and nay. You know this word. Sun I, you don't know much. Huh? Sun I trust. Or the, in other words, 相信, Samson, I believe, but the word is more clear is the sunai trust. They, yeah, so also nai. I know that I live not for myself, but for a greater number of souls. So, whatever she suffer, only for the sake of the sinners, she offer all the pain for the sinners. I know that graces granted me are not for me alone, but for souls. O Jesus, the peace of your mercy has been poured into my soul, which is an abyss of misery itself. Thank you, Jesus, for the graces that the peace is the cross which you give me at each moment of my life. So whatever, you take this cross. Now when you take the pain, suffering, it's part of the cross of Jesus. You take this cross. May the Jordan Nazarenian take the cross for Jesus. And that's the time you offer, not for yourself alone. At the beginning of the retreat, I saw on the ceiling of the chapel, Jesus nailed on the cross. My goodness. He was looking at the sisters with great love, but not at all of them. There were three sisters at whom Jesus looked severely. For what reasons, I do not know. I only know what a terrible thing it is to meet with such a look, which is the look of a severe judge. So Jesus is kind, but you should have a kind heart to look at Jesus. But you have a sinful heart, you can't look at Jesus. Even Jesus is hurt. I think Jesus is not punishing. It's hurt. The eye is painful. Look at person, is not obedient. He's not merciful. But his heart, Jesus' heart is hurt. That's how. At times you feel pain, not because you hate that person. But you feel pain. But how come this stubborn, this person, you feel pain for him or her? You know, that's, we share the pain of humanity. That look was direct. That look was not directed at me. And yet I was paralyzed with terror. I still tremble as I write these words. I do not dare to say so much as a single word to Jesus. My physical strength failed me, and I thought I would not live to the end of the conference. You know, seeing Jesus, the pain of Jesus, already she is really so weakened by this vision. The next day, I saw the same thing again, just as I had seen it in the first time. And this time, I dared to speak his words. Jesus, how great is your mercy. On the third day, the gaze of great kindness upon all the sisters, except the three, was again repeated. I gathered up my courage, which drew its force from love of labor, and I said to the Lord, you who are mercy itself, as you yourself told me, I beg you by the power of your mercy to look then with kindness and at these three sisters as well. And if this is not in accord with your wisdom, I ask you for an exchange. Turn to them the kind look meant for my soul, and let your severe gaze at their souls be turned to me. Jesus said to me these words, "My daughter, for the sake of your sincere and generous love, I grant them many graces, although they are not asking me for them. But I am doing so because of the promise I've made to you." So Jesus told her, "Since you ask for your sake, I'll give them the grace that they didn't ask for." And at that moment, he turned a merciful look toward those three sisters as well. My heart leapt with joy to see the goodness of God. So, pray for one another. Especially pray for the priest. Yes, your holy soul worth so much. So, pray for me too. You have to, eh? I do so hard to get up early. At least compensate something. You have to pray for me. I think we priests need all the prayers from the faithful. We need your prayer. So don't tell yourself, "Oh, no, 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 no." Trust. Let us trust together in Jesus' love. Now we say the chaplet of divine mercy.